Police in Turkey have arrested 46 people in connection with Sunday's bombing in Istanbul. The explosion killed 6 people and injured dozens more. It happened on İstiklal Street, the city's bustling shopping area, which is popular with locals and tourists. Police say the woman who planted the bomb is Syrian and has links with the PKK, a Kurdish separatist group that's outlawed by Turkey. The group has denied it was behind the attack. Sinem Kosteoglu is in Istanbul. Sinem, we're almost 24 hours exactly now after the explosion occurred. Bring us up to speed on where the investigation stands.
Well, Cyril, the investigation is still underway with 8 public prosecutors appointed to have a wide-scale investigation. But so far, Turkish authorities have stated that the Syrian national woman, who is named to be the main perpetrator of the bomb attack of yesterday, arrived to Turkey from northwestern Syria, Afrin. According to reports and according to the police statements, she has admitted that she was trained in the YPG camps in Syria, and she was actually appointed to the to explode this bomb through those people. Some reports suggest that she arrived in Turkey illegally from Afrin 4 months ago with some other collaborators, but we need to confirm these reports, of course. But as per the Interior Minister of Turkey, the order of the attack was given from Ayn al-Arab, in other words, Kobane, where the Syrian Kurds are the major administrators of the area. That's why the Turkish officials, since yesterday, point out to the links with the PKK and its Syrian offshoot YPG. Besides the PKK, the SDF, Syrian Democratic Forces General Commander Mazlum Abdi, also denied any links to the bomb attack. But what is interesting is when PKK perpetrates such an attack, they usually claim it within 24 hours or 48 hours. Both sides of the PKK have denied so far. And as some of the international news agencies report, senior Turkish officials have told the perpetrator is trained by the PKK, but they are not ignoring a possibility of ISIL involvement. There are too many details to be discussed and too many questions to be answered as this woman entered Turkey illegally, despite the borders closed. The investigation is still underway, and probably we will hear more information and more details about some sleeping cells of these outlawed groups in Turkey.
All right, we're just 24 hours into this for now, so of course we're going to get more information as the time goes by. Sinem Kosteoglu reporting from Istanbul. Thank you very much.